Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the second day of the third test between India and England. And after a difficult day one, Joe Root's side gave them a lifeline right at the end of play with the dismissal of Virat Kohli to leave the hosts on 99 for 3 on the start of day two, just 13 runs behind England's 112 total. Your commentary team for this first session is Neil Manthorpe, Steve Harmison and Kevin Peterson.
So the batsmen are making their way out to the middle, and because Virat Kohli was out within minutes of the close yesterday, Ajinkya Rahane will accompany Rohit Sharma to the crease. Rohit has 57. He made 161 of the most glorious match-shaping and ultimately match-winning runs in the first innings of the second test in Chennai. And we don't know how low-scoring this might. India might go on and make 400. But if it does turn out to be a low-scoring test match, then already Rohit Sharma, with the top score in the game, has made a significant impact with his 57, and you wouldn't bet against him going on and adding some more. Jimmy Anderson will start first up. No surprise about that, Steve Harmison.
No surprise at all. England's best bowler of all time, and he needs to make early inroads. Hopefully, we all agree on is starting in the subcontinent is very difficult. England will be hoping that they'll be able to get an early breakthrough because they need an early breakthrough. And just a little bit to add what Kevin and the guys have been saying, we're talking about a crowd situation. There's been no crowds for a year now. It's been a long time without crowds, and I think that maybe has just startled England to put a little bit more meat on the bones. But England have to start properly. Anderson's got the ball.
And the first delivery is pushed away defensively. He looked absolutely rock solid, Ajinkya Rahane. I think just to add to what KP was saying as well, is the lift that you get from your home crowd is matched in equal opposite proportion by the intimidation that you can feel from a hostile crowd. I mean, and it's not hostile. I mean, it can be in Australia. It's actually a hostile crowd.
It's loud. Yeah. It's noise. It's something that's in you all the time.
Jimmy Anderson in once again. Punched off the back foot. You don't very often get a bit of width from Jimmy Anderson. Not enough to play the back foot punch through point. Rohit Sharma is one of the best exponents of that shot I reckon I've ever seen.
A little bit of width from Jimmy Anderson. Shorter in length. Just sat up.
It was a little off-cutter, wasn't
it? Little off-cutter, yeah. It just set up a little bit, but it was a fantastic shot. This guy is some player. When he gets in, he's absolutely beautiful to watch. He looks as though he's got so much time in the world. It's like in slow motion he's batting.
Jimmy Anderson in once again. Another punch off the back foot, through to the point boundary for four more. Magnificent from Rohit Sharma. Jimmy Anderson is using his full repertoire of skills. He's looking to bowl off-cutters. He's trying to get that ball to grip in the pitch and stop. And well, it's not working at the moment to Rohit Sharma.
And I suppose when you see a shot like this and you see two of them in the over, the question, have England got their team right?
Yeah, I'll take that. And I think that is a valid point.
I don't think you can be shocked with the amount of spin there is on day one. It's going to spin. You're in the subcontinent, you're in India, it's red soil. It's going to spin. But it's the mindset, and that's why I don't think... You talk about the batting, and it's more than just practice. It's more than technique. It's a mindset. And I don't think England have taken the correct mindset into this series. Haven't picked their best team, in and out, guys coming in, guys coming out, doing all sorts of things, picking the wrong team, picking three fast bowlers for a test match in India. There's more to it than technique. There's more to it than practice. It's a mindset, and the mindset has been wrong.
And England at the moment are looking increasingly agitated and irritated as Leach is in once more. That has hit pad first, and up goes the finger. Jack Leach has broken through just as we were extolling the virtues of Ajinkya Rahane. He has been trapped trying to play the cut shot. The ball has gone straight on and crashed, I think, straight into the back pad of Rahane, then onto the bat. And in fact, Rahane is walking off the field.
Yeah, he's walking off. He knew straight away, did Rahane. He gave himself out here. He didn't. He looked up at Rohit Sharma, turned his back and walked straight off. He's just hit his pad right, literally right back on the stumps. And it's clipped his pad just... His pad got in the way of his bat, I would say. Very good bit of bowling. Jack Leach, he's turned the ball this morning from a little bit wider, but from a little bit slower. This one just gone on with the arm beautifully. No turn. And it's just trapped Rahane in front of all three. A fantastic bit of bowling by Jack Leach.
But that could be an absolutely crucial wicket in this game. He's now got... the left-handed Washington Sundar in his sights as well. And India's lead is just five. I suppose it is worth pointing out that if Joe Root is turning them square and making them explode through the surface, that India have got three spinners to England's one and a half. Jared?
Three for three in 18 balls, India have now lost.
Well, it's not going to get any easier. And to tell you exactly why, here's Mark Nicholas.
Amazing 40 minutes of cricket this morning. England deserve enormous credit for this attitude and performance. Down he comes, the pitch. He drives over the top. Good shot, very positive. Sensing the moment here and maybe looking to counter-attack. R. Ashwin on the back of 100 in the last match.
Yeah, a man full of confidence. He's taking wickets every time he goes to the crease. He got 100 in the last test match. Using his feet there to Jack Leach. He actually got nowhere near it, but just backed his eye and his bat shape.
Sweep. And it's been missed. It's hit the body. And that could be the end of Rohit. The umpire's finger has gone up. It's hit Rohit Sharma on the body. The ball turned sharply. My feeling is that ball, if it's going to hit the stump, is going to clip the outside of off stump. But of course, the on-field umpire has raised the finger. So all it has to do is clip. And that will be the end of Rohit Sharma.
Play review for LBW. Original decision is out. It's a fair delivery. Spin vision, please.
If you look at Rohit Sharma's face there, as soon as he missed it, he thought he was
nice
gone.
And slow, please.
Yeah, Rohit Sharma's back leg
forward,
is down on the ground. The ball
is
hitting
the bat. I'll try it.
In the stomach, really, or on the flank. But I wonder if that ball has just turned enough to miss the off
nice
stump.
And slow. Roll it forward, roll it through, all the way to the body, please, rumblings, still
third
rumblings,
umpire is
clear daylight between bat and ball.
Looking
ball
for the bottom edge, there is no chance that that is the case.
Pitching outside off, impact umpire's call, wicket sitting,
crashed.
On-field umpire on screen, please.
Into the off stump,
Nitin,
about
stay with the
5 inches below the bails, and that is another huge, huge wicket. For England, this match is careering forward at the moment, and Rohit Sharma, who has played quite beautifully for 66 from just 96 deliveries, is on his way back, and England have broken this partnership before it has got out of the womb.
Well, that's a big wicket for England. Jack Leach has bowled quite beautifully, actually, this test match. And it goes to show now, where we're talking about selection. If England can win it from here, it would be an unbelievable victory. When you consider we've got one real out-and-out spinner in our lineup, you've got to remember, if it's hard for the Indian batsman facing Jack Leach, we've got three of them coming at us when it's our turn to bat again. But Jack Leach is giving England a chance. India at 115 for 5. Another danger man back in the hut, Rohit Sharma. 66 off just 96 deliveries. It's a huge wicket. But this extra batsman not coming to the crease yet. Washington Sundar, who came into the side really as the third spinner who can bat. In comes R. Ashwin. Off the back of a fine 100 butch in the last test.
Crowd quiet here. Silenced by England's performance this morning, which has been so impressive. Now Ashwin goes back to cut and finds the gap and gets four. Doesn't try to hit it too hard. And that livens him up a bit in the bleachers.
Well, that's what he's really good at, is Ashwin. He really uses his feet to go deep in the crease and waits for that bad delivery from Jack Leach. It's going to be this short wide ball that turns away from the right-handed batsman, just fractionally short, but it was the whiff that allowed Ashwin just to get back deep in the crease, rock forward, then onto the back foot, head still, and a beautiful, beautiful late cut behind backward square for four runs.
Root again, and he bowled him! Washington Sundar is beaten by a beauty! Joe Root is the man this morning.
Absolutely unbelievable delivery. We talked about the angle Joe Root's coming to the left-handers. He's coming wide of the crease. Lowish arm, drifting it out towards leg stump. Sharp turn back to bowl him off stump. And absolutely worldy from Joe Root. Great loop, great pitch, great seam, clips off stump. And it's another huge wicket for England. England are 100% still in this game. With only one recognised spinner, we've got to put Joe Root in that book now. He looks a game changer. Absolutely fantastic. Washington Sundar picked as the third spinner, which I don't think will get a ball in this game, but picked to get runs at the lower order. Well, he's just fallen for zero. 125 for 7 now, India, here on TalkSport 2.
Well, we definitely have got to put Root in that bracket. I'll tell you why. Yes, okay, so he's bowled two or three very good overs and taken a couple of wickets this morning, so he's proved he can bowl. But it's more than that. There is no way that clear-thinking cricket men would have gone into this match without seeing Root as the second spinner. You can't start a test match on a dry surface in India with only one spinner. So clearly they made the decision that Root was the better bet to best.
Looks like Muralitharan at the minute, Joe Root, doesn't he? Don't look like they're going to get him off the square. He's bowled wonderful control, sharp turn, he's getting bounce, getting drift. He's got everything.
Down comes Akshar, drives, he's caught at short extra cover. Oh, Joe Root, what are you doing? This is magnificent by England in every department this morning.
Well, the captain's coming to the party. 3 for none off just 2.3 overs as Joe Root. India now 125 for 80 on TalkSport 2. England, what a comeback this morning. The ball's turning, it's bouncing. Joe Root brings himself into the attack, having seen Leach bowling so well. He's coming, Akshar Patel, and thought, I'm going to get one here, so I'm going to come and use my feet and hit him over the top. Didn't quite get to it, hit it straight to short extra cover. A huge wicket, Mark, huge.
Joe Root has
against Joe Root and Jack Leach.
Four overs, three maidens, 3 for 5. Jack Leach has 4 for 46 from 18 overs. That's top bowling from Jack Leach. Just over 2.5 runs an over.
And I think this is Ishan's chance to shine, because I don't think we'll see him bowl.
Here's Root.
Oh, top edge sweep. It's gone up into the air. Does Joe Root have a fourth wicket underneath it? Is Zach Crawley who takes the catch? Joe Root does have a fourth wicket. Ashwin has gone. Top edging the sweep shot. And India are 134 for 9, leading by just 22 runs. Extraordinary stuff. Extraordinary.
There was a test match, Australia versus India, only a couple of years ago, where Michael Clarke got 6 for 9. Joe Root is doing something very, very similar right here today in Ahmedabad. From Bangalore to Ahmedabad. He now has 4 full for not many. 35 runs today, 6 wickets. 6 wickets for 35. India, at home in India.
Their lead is just 22 as the number 10 is joined by the number 11, Jasprit Bumrah. India's lead is just 22. Joe Root, the England captain, has figures of 4.1 overs,
three maidens, 4 for 5.
India 135 for 9. And they've been out there batting for just 50 overs. Jack Leach is bowling to Ishant Sharma, who's 1 not out. Make that 5 not out. He's just slammed Leach straight back over his head. In fact, it might have gone all the way. That might be the first 6 at the brand new Narendra Modi Stadium. And it's been hit by Ishant Sharma. That could be 6 incredibly important runs in what looks to be an increasingly fraught test match if you're a batsman. 11 runs is the partnership now between Bumrah and Ishant. Root to Jasprit Bumrah. Gets across, he stumps, it's hit him on the back leg and the finger has gone up. Umpire Chowdhury says that's it. Joe Root has picked up his 5th wicket. There's no doubt whatsoever that India will review this one. There's no reason why they shouldn't. They have. Anil Chowdhury has gone upstairs. But I think that might be all she wrote with India's first inning score on 145. Let's have a listen.
Original decision is out. It's a fair delivery. Spin vision, please.
He's going for 5 for here, Joe Root.
Bumrah is making his way off the ground. I think he's seen enough. And indeed, it was a review more in hope than expectation. And that is it. Joe Root has a test match 5-wicket haul. Quite remarkable. Waited until the left-handed Rishabh Pant had come to the crease before bringing himself into the attack for the very first time. And having done so, he finishes with the extraordinary figures of 5 wickets for 8 runs. 5 for 8, Joe Root. 6.2 overs, 3 maidens, 5 for 8.
Well, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, we get it, Butch. We've talked about this, about what we want to see is test cricket, good test cricket between 2 teams fighting it down onto the 4th and 5th day. And what we've seen the last 2 test matches for me, and I've said it, and it upsets the Indian supporters, it's not acceptable. And what it might need is for it to go against India and for them to lose a test match when you've got it turning and bouncing and taking a piece on day one of a test match. Joe Root, a part-time off-spinner, has just taken 5 for 8 against arguably the best test team in the world.
I think the rest of the test match will be tense. I'm not sure that we're going to get very much respite from the tension other than drinks breaks, and it might still be running pretty high then. Suddenly a lead or a deficit, depending on which team you are, of 33 runs possibly never felt quite so significant. And not surprisingly, first innings hero Akshar Patel, the left arm spinner, is going to open the bowling. On strike is Zach Crawley. England, well, you just concentrate on the next ball. Don't worry about the lead or the deficit. It is 33. Zach Crawley batted beautifully in the first innings for his 53. And he's going to not have the relative comfort of Seamus. Bowled him! First delivery! Zach Crawley didn't know whether to come forward or go back. England and 0 for 1, first ball. Akshar Patel fired that one in. It's clattered into middle and off. And we've had 21 wickets.
Well, he got off to a flyer, Zach Crawley, in the first innings. Opening up with a new ball, the pink ball against Seam. Well, there was no chance that was going to happen in the second innings. Akshar Patel takes the new ball. He actually pitched and turned. It wasn't a straight honour from Patel. Zach Crawley, good job you got your runs in the first innings. Falls for naught, and it's naught for one here on TalkSport 2.
Steve Harmison, what do you make of all that?
It did turn a little bit, but again, it's just playing down the wrong line. Absolute wrong line. When I first saw it, I thought, he's not ready here. It looked as though he's like pulling away from it. I thought, oh, it's a dead ball. It might be a dead ball. He's
length,
not ready.
Isn't it? It's length.
Yeah, it was just visually, it was bizarre. It brings Johnny Bairstow to the crease. Somebody that Goffey wants to try and go and express himself. But boy, listen to that crowd. Listen to the noise that Axel, I mean, the fielders and Rishi Pant's going to have. Goffey.
He's got to get off the mark first before he plays a few shots. The trail by 33. But I think Johnny has got to go in there. I think once... I honestly believe that's the way he'll go and play, actually. Most of the wickets have been LBW and Bolt from the straight balls. And so to stick to that plan, it seems to be the mode of dismissal during this game.
Here is Zach Zahn, a hat-trick. Johnny Bairstow plays a slog sweep. He's got LBW. Akshar Patel has a hat-trick. Bairstow sweeping his first delivery. He's been hit somewhere on the body, but because he was so low down, he's reviewed it. Sweeping his first ball. Can he be reprieved by DRS?
What is going on here? I said he was going to come in. I thought he'd get off the mark to start with. Sweep shot was always going to be his way to try and get and rotate the strike and score, but it's pitched on middle. Oh, I think he's a goner. I really do. I think he's a goner. I think it's an hat-trick from Akshar Patel. Hit him just underneath the ribcage.
Yeah, I think it is. I think he is gone. First few, I thought this is a hitting outside off stump. Potentially umpire's call, which would have been out because it steers with the on-field umpire. But first, yeah, that looks very, very close.
It looks very, very out. Yeah. Is what it does. It's hit him on the ribcage. He's out in exactly the same way that Rohit Sharma was.
Exactly the same, Manus.
It's hit him in the ribcage, on the flank.
Ball tracking when ready.
It's extraordinary. England have lost, when this is confirmed, two wickets to the first two balls of the innings. Missing!
Oh!
He's bouncing over the top! Oh my goodness gracious me! Rewind! It's not a hat trick. And the umpire Neil Chowdhury holds his hands across his chest and says reverse the decision.
That must be because it's the new ball and I think it's got extra bounce, but unless that were a tennis ball, that looked out all day long.
I tell you what, Johnny Bairstow has reviewed this for everything but going over the top of the stumps. Everything but for going over the top of the stumps. He's hoping that he's nicked a glove that he hasn't felt. He's hoping that he's outside the line of off stump. He has not for 1 minute thought, I'll review this because it's going over.
Here's Akshar Patel, bowls. Johnny Bairstow, he's bowled him! Oh my goodness me, he's out to the next ball, reprieved by the DRS. And he's no idea, he just cannot pick up the length. Bairstow goes second ball. Akshar Patel has three wickets in four balls rather than a hat-trick. But it's impossible to keep up.
Well, we've seen so many times, haven't we, this last 2 days. All the gear and no idea. Johnny Bairstow comes to the wicket. He's on a pair. He survives the hat-trick ball by reviewing when we all thought he was gone. The next ball, guess what, boys? It's another straight honour from Akshar Patel. Through the gate. Johnny all over the shop. Falls for naught. And it's naught for two now here on TalkSport 2. This is unbelievable cricket. What the England need to do is just try and get back 10-12 overs, just put some doubt in India's minds, the spin bowlers' minds, create a partnership, change that momentum. And they've been busy at the crease, both Joe Root and Dom Sibley, looking for singles. So it's a good start, this.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Ashwin then round the wicket to Root. Back goes Root. Ball just spun a bit, but Root played that rather well. He waited and waited, and then he opened the blade and got a single. Oh, no, two, in fact, where the big gap is at extra cover. It's pretty usual for an off-spinner on a turning pitch to bowl without an extra cover to encourage the drive. But then, of course, you've got to make sure that the ball's pitched up far enough to allow the drive. That was short, and Root played it off the back foot. Plenty of urgency about Joe Root so far. Interesting, Root versus Ashwin. As he goes back, Root works at leg side, no run. You could reverse the numbers on their back as they go head to head here. 66 is playing against 99. Root 66 and RA 99. That spins. Root leaves it alone. It may have glanced his thigh pad as he got his hands and bat out of the way. Very important when you're playing spin and the bounce is uneven. If you're leaving the ball, get your hands and bat out of the way. Don't be lazy about leaving them around the danger area when bounce is unpredictable. Back goes Root to one that bounces a little more, plays it really well. Was first thinking of forcing it and then had to almost fend it off as it kicked up at him, almost with spite.
Root in the first innings where he went back and he got caught on the crease by Ashwin. He's still playing back here. Sometimes you're going to get the good one and you've just got to say, okay, that's fine.
Sure again. Oh. Oh, dear. That's out. Is it? Yeah, I thought it was. I didn't like it. It's a horrible, horrible mow across the line that doesn't make sense in the pattern of his play so far. LBW is the appeal. It's hard to imagine this isn't going to be out because it's hit him so full. It's almost on the half volley. It's hit low on his pad.
I think it's a catch, Mark.
Oh.
I think Rishabh Pant's gone for the catch. It was a horrible mow across the line. Horror, horror, horror. And it's just going to be about whether he hit it or not.
Immediate reaction is instinctive. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I can hear the crowd.
And 40,000 people. I think you're hearing the story loud and clear.
Anil, stay with the original decision. You're on screen. Give out.
A strange shot. A very strange shot. He just smothered the bowling so well the previous couple of deliveries. And then just a monumental hoik across the line. Ouch.
Reverse sweep. Oh, that's found the boundary as well. Stokes is finding his mojo and, importantly for England, finding the boundary.
Absolutely is finding the boundary now. That's boundary, boundary. The lead is now 9. We saw what happened this morning. We saw how India batted on this. And I remember being on Twitter before that test match, and I thought, brave wicket. Brave. To bank on winning the toss, it's a brave wicket.
There's Axar's in once more. Inside edge. Oh, was there an inside edge? Anil Chowdhury puts the finger up. There wasn't really an appeal from India. It was more of a chuckle from Rishabh Pant behind the stumps.
I think he thinks
he's hit pad first and then the inside edge. I mean, it was a quick delivery.
He's got to review it. He has to review it. Review it, Joe Root. Yes, he's reviewed it. He has to. He's the best player in both teams playing spin. He has to review it, and he's reviewed it.
Oh, what a moment.
Third umpire to director, player review for LBW. Original decision is out.
Root looks
it's
nervous.
A fair delivery. Spin.
Yeah, very. Which is a cause for concern.
Rather like a steak when Darren Goff enters the room. Nervous as anything.
Pad first. Was it?
Oh, is it?
Or was it?
Live, I thought it was a genuine squeeze. Inside edge onto pad.
Roll it. Yeah, roll it.
There could be a millimetre in it. A millimetre.
It's a pad back
distance.
Pad. Goodness, this is tough. And it's such a big wicket. It's Joe Root. It's the game.
Well, I'm not a gambling man, KP, but I'm going with staying with the umpire's decision here.
Yeah. Can we go to alternate, please?
My word. My word, Butch.
roll it. Yeah, roll it.
There could be a millimetre in it. A millimetre.
It's a tad back distance.
Tad.
Goodness, this is tough. And it's such a big wicket. It's Joe Root. It's the game.
Well, I'm not a gambling man, KP, but I'm going with staying with the umpire's decision here.
Yeah, can we go to alternate, please?
My word. My word, Butch.
Akash, how are you seeing it?
There's not enough evidence to overturn the on-field umpire's decision.
Yeah.
If it's not conclusive, you stay with the on-field umpire.
Yeah, that's why I see it as well.
Oh, this is tough.
It's a massive call from the on-field umpire to give it out in the first place. But Joe Root's
more confident now, isn't he? So there's no way he can give that out. But he was given out.
But he's given it out.
Yes. Yeah.
That is the key thing, is that the on-field umpire live gave it out.
Yeah, thank you.
If he'd have kept his hand in his pocket, if he'd been Dickie Bird and gone, oh, I'm not too sure, then the England captain would be fine.
You see, there's a replay that's playing now that looks like it actually did hit the pad first.
But it's interesting. Joe Root spent a lot of time with the match referee last night saying that they wanted to go through the process and look at all the angles. Now, this might be that conversation is helping him now, because we're looking at other angles that are perhaps, the camera is perhaps wide of mid-off, and it looks as though it could have hit the bat first.
It's coming.
Anil, you have to reverse your decision. You're on screen.
Oh my goodness me, what a moment in the game. The 40 odd thousand in the Narendra Modi Stadium don't like it. Virat Kohli, unsurprisingly, doesn't like it. But that, oh goodness me, I think if there is an error here, and I'm choosing my words very carefully, if there is an error here, it was in the on-field umpire giving this one out live.
17 overs bowled, all of them by Akshar Patel and R. Ashwin. This one strikes Ben Stokes on the pads. Here's Ashwin again. Stokes comes forward, struck on the pad. Massive appeal by leg before. Up goes the finger. Ben Stokes pushing forward.
And this time it's Joe Root's decision on behalf of his vice-captain. What will Joe Root say? Ben Stokes is saying, I think I'm dead. I think I'm gone. He doesn't seem to want to review it, and Joe Root says, you are going to review. No, he doesn't. He's off. Ben Stokes knows he's gone. Yeah. The vice-captain has gone. When he came to the crease, you heard Mark Nicholas say, this could be the game.
I actually think he ran out of time there. I think he was thinking about it. Joe Root would wanted him to do it. The benefit now, it could have been going down. These two are the best two players in the England side. If there's any doubt, you've got to review it. There's no point saving it for Ben Stokes when he comes in, and Jofra Archer, you've got to be using it for Stokes and Root, because that is a massive, massive wicket. This was a massive partnership for England. It's a good knock from Ben Stokes, 25, but is it enough? England now 50 for 4 here on TalkSport 2, and that could be a massive moment. I'd love to see a replay of that.
How many times do you reckon in your career you've said that's a really good knock of 25 by a test match number 5?
Well, it is. If you look at the
players, how often do you think you've said that?
Exactly. It's a great 25. And we shouldn't be saying it, should we? We shouldn't be saying it in a test match two. We shouldn't be saying it, but we are. It's exciting. But it was a good 25 of just 34 deliveries.
The ball is turning big, that the straight honour becomes so much of a problem. It's taken more wickets than any that have turned. Reverse sweep now from Ollie Pope. First and last delivery of the over, and he's got a top edge on it. But there's no one down there. Ishant Sharma runs down towards what becomes fine leg to retrieve the ball. But 4 runs, Ollie Pope. And that's confirmation of exactly what Darren Goff said. He's not going to die in the hole. He's going to make sure that he has an opportunity to score runs, and he's off the mark with a reverse sweep for 4, albeit off the top edge. 18 overs gone, England 54 for 4, effectively 21 for 4. Pushed away on the back foot this time as Ollie Pope comes forward, and then quickly picking up the length, retreats into his crease and pushes it down to long on or mid on for a single. Yeah, it's surprising, isn't that? Because Joe Root he was always little Joe, you know, little cheeky chappy little Joe. But actually, when you meet him, he's quite
tall.
Physical presence.
Yeah, tall boy.
Here is Akshar again. Another appeal for leg before wicket. Up goes the finger. Joe Root's been given again.
This time I don't think he's going to get away with it. He got lucky, he was reprieved on 16, but Akshar has his man. The England captain's on his way, Joe Root's gone. Akshar Patel with 17 wickets in the last two test matches, and the left arm spinner's not done yet. England are 56 for 5.
Guess what, boys? It's another straight honour from Akshar Patel. He's bowled beautifully this test match. That's 9 wickets in the test. 56 for 5, England. Really, really struggling here. It was another flighted delivery from wide of the crease. Just hit him flush on the pad. He was absolutely miles away from it with his bat. Just picked the wrong line. Clever bowling from the left-arm spinner. Dear Joe Root falls for 19. And it's 56 for 5 here on TalkSport 2.
As Ashwin bowls now, bowls an off break that doesn't spin really, and it's nicely defended on the front foot by Ollie Pope.
I'm amazed Ashwin this innings. I mean, you would say it's the most easy pitch for him to bowl on, yet he's going at 4 and over.
Yes, well, England have played him much better. I think that's one point. He bowls a... Oh, that's gone nice. He's gone to sweep it, and it's bounced over everything. The only thing it could have done is caught Ollie Pope's glove. So the signal from the umpire is a 4. So 4 to Pope, 4 to England. 66 for 5. The lead now 33.
Definitely didn't enjoy that, Ashwin, did he? Knowing he'd gone for runs. If it would have gone into Rishabh's gloves and he would have been out, he'd have been quite happy with that. Nowhere near it. Missed his gloves by an absolute country mile. Not happy to bowler, Ashwin. Nobody likes going for runs.
No. Particularly when you think you've got a chance for a wicket off. Oh, bowled him! Oh. That was a crackerjack delivery. Landed it in the perfect spot and it held its line. In other words, it went the other way from Ollie Pope. Wow, what a moment for Ashwin. Just as we thought, he wasn't quite firing on all cylinders too.
Oh, I wish KP were on, because I was going to ask him about Ollie Pope there. Again, he's looked like getting out like that in this test match. For some reason, the angle of his bat, the way he comes down to the ball that holds its line, he's always looking with the angle it's coming. He seems to scissor kick his own legs, doesn't he? And he's got bowled again for the second time in this test match. Ashwin has delivered after a disappointing start, and England are in real trouble here. Real trouble. The tail has started. 66 for 6 of 22 overs.
Here's Ashwin. He bowls again, and back goes Jofra Archer, who's out there and taken guard. We've almost omitted to mention. So, oh, that might be out too. Very full. And LBW, yes. Archer swinging across the line off a ball that was half volley length or even fuller than that. And he's in front of all three. Is it going on across him and missing off stump? That's the only hope he has, I think, from that line of delivery, that angle of delivery. Oh, dear me.
Pitching in line, impact in line, wicket hitting, on-field umpire on screen, please. Nitin, stay with the original decision. You're on screen, give out, please.
Well, we heard that, and it could hardly have been more out. It was hitting middle stump, two-thirds of the way up.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. That was as out as they come. I'm not sure what Jofra was thinking. I think he probably knew when he went over to speak to Ben Folks that was game, set, match, and he had to walk off.
Leach paces around the crease, studious, almost bookish in his look. Down he comes, looks to drive over the top, gets most of it, gets plenty of it. A lovely crisp hit for 6 straight down the ground by Jack Leach.
A crisp hit for 6, goes straight over the top of Akshar Patel's head. Man on the boundary, on the fence, doesn't bother Jack Leach. Shows the batsman how it's done, how to be positive, how to keep your ship when you're attacking the ball. Fantastic shot there by Leach.
As Akshar is in, and that's hit, folks. On the shin, in front of everything. We've seen this happen time and time again. Anil Chowdhury raises the finger. Ben Folks reviews. It's a sort of a review with a shrug of the shoulders rather than a review with any definite hope or confidence.
It's a fair delivery.
And could this vision, be the 8th? The on-field decision is out. Let's have a look. There's a little bit of bat. There's a lot of pad. Very, very similar. Is it going to save Folks here?
Can you give me something from the offside, please? Or can you zoom this angle?
Has, well, has his bat hit the bottom of his pad?
Backed in line. Wicket City.
Third umpire thinks he's missed the bat. Screen, and it please. Crashes into leg stump. That is the end of it, folks. That is the eighth wicket for England. And that is another five-wicket haul for Akshar Patel. Quite incredible test match career. The television cameras are noticing a little edge on that first delivery. Tiny little flick from the outside edge of Stuart Broad's bat. Never mind, that's gone. Anderson goes for the reverse sweep, and he's been given out. Well, that was an extraordinary end, a very low-key end to England's innings. Anderson is thinking about reviewing it. India barely appealed, really. Rishabh Pant has taken the catch. England actually have no reviews left, so it makes no difference whatsoever. Anil Chowdhury has put the finger up. England's second innings is over. They've been dismissed for 81. Washington Sundar, the only other man to Akshar Patel and Ravichandran Ashwin to pick up a wicket. The only other man to bowl an over in the innings. England dismissed for 81 to go along with the 112 that they made in the first innings. So England, having failed to make 300 in two innings in the second test match in Chennai, have failed to make 200 in two innings in the third test match in Ahmedabad.
Well, the players are out in the middle and they've had their dinner. Well, assume they've had some dinner if they had much of an appetite for it. And it's Jack Leach to bowl the third over of this run chase. 49 is the total required. They need 38 more. They're 11 without loss. Leach inch and punched away off the back foot by Shubman Gill out to the mid-wicket boundary. Odd shot, odd choice of shot, because it was spinning outside the off stump and further away, but he's gone back and across, played across the spin, against the spin, out to mid-wicket for four.
Yeah, Shubman Gill has showed in the very first ball after the break that their intentions, India's intentions, is to get on with this, get this game done as quickly as they possibly can. Very, very dismissive. Right back on his stumps. Waited on the ball coming to him and punched it through. Mid-wide-ish, mid-wicket.
What's the difference in a wicket like this compared to when England goes to the Wacker and it bounces all over the place?
What do you mean it bounces all over the place? Well, it just...
It's rapid. It's always been the same. It's completely against everything that you do. How many wickets? I mean, I've played on wickets test matches in India like this.
Or a green seamer at Headingley.
Green seamer at Headingley. Played against the West Indies at Headingley. Harmy running down the hill, 150 kilometres per hour. 2 degrees. Green seamer standing at gully thinking, do not nick it.
Down the leg side and left alone by Shubman Gill. And it's missed by Ben Foulkes and it runs into the boundary for four byes. You know, India galloping towards that target of 49 now.
What's the difference? You're going to come up against this in your career.
I agree with you. I don't think we should have pictures wherever they are in the world where a test match is over in 2 days. That's not what it's about, surely. It's not about promotion,
hardly
relegation.
Hardly ever happens, man.
It's a spectacle of the best cricketers in the world, and we're not really seeing it, are we?
It hardly ever happens. It's once in a blue moon that this happens.
And
it's actually quite fun.
Root, and that's driven high and long and handsome over long on for 6 runs by Shubman Gill. That is a super, super cricket shot from Shubman Gill. And India move on to 28 without loss. Leach in again. Down the wicket comes Rohit Sharma, and he's getting into the action now as well. Terrific shot. Didn't get the elevation I think he was looking for, but he's hit it so straight, it's gone back over the bowler's head for four.
No disrespect to all the other bowlers, Archer, Leach, Bess, Moeen Ali, whoever it is. Broad and Anderson, why would you even want to think of bringing them into the game? Don't even think about it. Right, park them to one side.
And that's what India have done on this surface, because they know that the overheads, their lights and potential overheads could bring England into the game. So they've made sure the surface isn't going to assist them as well. The only thing I will say on that, Kev, is from a pitch point of view, the minute, if the pitch is sort of spitting and getting disturbed on day one, like this has, and like Chennai's second test has, then I don't think that's fit for purpose.
Root again, slapped nonchalantly off the back foot for four by Rohit Sharma. Well, this is pressure-free batting now.
It is pressure-free
batting. He can just enjoy himself, but it's still a glorious shot.
But if that was the case, where both sides have batted first on a half-decent batting track, got 350 each,
and this was the outcome of the game, just a one innings game at the end, you'd say it was the perfect batting pitch. Perfect cricket pitch. This for me now, it's like a day four cricket pitch. So,
yeah, exactly. That's what I want. You don't expect when you go to Pakistan, Sri Lanka, India, this is what you expect on late day three, day four, day five pitches, yeah? We all expect that. We don't expect it on day one.
Root again. Down the wicket goes Rohit Sharma. Swings it high and wide over mid-wicket for 6 runs. And India have won this test match by 10 wickets. They're 49 without loss. That is their target. And they have reached it with Rohit Sharma's second six, taking him on to 25 not out. Shubman Gill, his partner, hugs him. India have won the test match just 20 minutes after the dinner break on day two. We haven't even completed 6 sessions. India are 2-1 up in the series. There will be much more said and written about the conditions in which this test match at the world's largest cricket venue has been played in. But there can be no arguments about the results. About the result that has seen India win by 10 wickets.
Well, on paper, it's an absolute drubbing, isn't it? India have won by 10 wickets. They've come out there under no pressure whatsoever. They're chasing the low total of 49. When it looked like it was going to be a closer game when Joe Root dismissed India in that first innings with that 5 for 8. But India have come out under no pressure whatsoever. Rohit Sharma, one of the best players in that situation, finished the game off quite comfortably. There's going to be a lot of questions to Joe Root. I'm sure he's got the answers to them all. He'll be disappointed in the way, and it'll be interesting what he does say on the selection, because when it comes down to his seamers and the pink ball under lights, we only got one session, didn't we, under the lights? Really? Well, just one session.
Add a few more facts to the... a whole list of facts which tell you how either difficult conditions were or how poorly the players handled them. It's the shortest completed test match since the Second World War, and England's match aggregate of 193 runs for 20 wickets is their 6th lowest in test history, and lowest against India, which was previously 230 for 20 in 1986. So it has been riveting. It's moved faster than many of us can remember a test match moving forward. It has denied us 3 days of entertainment, although I have to say that 5 days worth has certainly been packed into two. You haven't been able to take your eyes off the action, but it's all joys, all smiles and all celebration for India now. You won't see them complaining about conditions. You won't see batsmen moaning about 25 being regarded as a really good score.
So India win a quite incredible test match in Ahmedabad by 10 wickets. Don't forget to check out the Following On podcast every day from our award-winning commentary team from wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you check out our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play from the TalkSport YouTube channel. The live and exclusive coverage of England's tour of India continues on TalkSport 2 with the fourth test in England needing a win to get just a draw from the series. It kicks off this Thursday morning. All the build-up from 3:45 a.m. This is TalkSport 2.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the third test match live from Ahmedabad.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.